Comedian, writer, and producer Joel Hodgson has worked in entertainment for nearly 40 years. He's best known for creating Mystery Science Theater 3000, a TV series featuring a captive test subject and his robot pals riffing on B-grade horror and sci-fi films. On January 19th, Hodgson and his bots will perform live at the Holt Center as part of their national Great Cheesy Movie Circus tour. KLCC's Brian Bull talked to Hodgson and asked if he ever imagined his quirky show that first aired on a Minnesota TV station in 1988 would become the Peabody Award-winning cult classic that it is today.
Well, it's funny. People asked if I was surprised that it worked as a TV show, and I always say, well, that's why you make a TV show, is you think it'll work for a broad audience, especially back then 30 years ago. Whereas now, you know, you can do stuff on YouTube and it could just be, I'm going to practice my guitar on YouTube. It's a little different now, but I didn't anticipate 30 years later we'd still be talking about it and we'd have 20 new episodes on Netflix and 3 national tours out in the last 3 or 4 years and a comic book and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's been really nice and I'm really happy about that. But, yeah, I didn't see that part of it for sure. Now it's clearly getting ridiculous.
After 2 very well-received seasons, Netflix chose not to renew the program for a 3rd recently. How did you respond, Joel, when you heard the news?
Well, I was a little discouraged just because we're their 3rd highest-rated show based on Rotten Tomatoes. I was kind of surprised, but at the same time, they have a history of having done that, especially with content they don't own. So I wasn't too discouraged because it kind of tracks the way they've handled a lot more expensive properties than ours, you know, a lot more famous stuff than ours. It's frustrating, but at the same time, they have a business and we have a business, and sometimes those things gel together and sometimes they don't. So I'm not too discouraged because fortunately, you know, we have a really great fan base that wants us to keep making stuff. So that's good.
Well, it's certainly come back time and time again. So I think if the fan base has their say, I think you're off to a really strong start to seeing a revival. It's just a matter of where.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, you've said, Joel, that this Great Cheesy Movie Circus Tour is your swan song, meaning every night you're saying farewell to a different crowd in a different city. Is it hard to be leaving this big cultural phenomenon that you developed?
It's not to me. I mean, to me, I would still want to be involved with it for the near future. Part of the reason I came back and refreshed it with a new cast and new writers and new producers and performers was to demonstrate that the idea could last outside of me or Mike Nelson, you know, and just kind of show that it could go on. I'm still interested in working with the brand. For various reasons, I was in on each of the tours. The first tour I went out to present Jonah, and the second tour was our 30th anniversary tour, so it made sense for Jonah and I to go out together. And then this one lent itself really well for it to be my final one. This is just saying from here on out, I'm just not going to go out on tour with MST. So I'll still be participating with the show and producing the shows and stuff like that. I just won't be on stage. That's really it.
You also have a creative brand in the fire, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'd like to. It's important that we refresh the show and keep new people coming into it and participating. We don't want to just be a nostalgia act, you know, so that's a big part of it.
In the short time we have left to wrap up, anything else you want to add either about the program or the tour?
I'm just really looking forward to getting to Oregon. Love it there, especially Eugene. It's such a cool place and I'm really excited to bring the show there. I think they'll love it. And it's just one of those really wonderful places we're looking forward to traveling to.
Happy travels, and we'll see you in about a month.
All right. Sounds good, man. Bye.
Bye.
You can hear an extended interview with Joel Hodgson at klcc.org. The Great Cheesy Movie Circus Tour comes to Eugene's Holt Center on January 19th. This is KLCC News.